The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Ow. Those uncomfortable things we do for beauty.
Oof. Ouch.
And when it comes to whiter teeth, same story. Until now. Enjoy rinse-free whitening with new Sensodyne Clinical White. You'll get clinically proven whitening technology in an enamel-safe formula for two shades whiter teeth and 24/7 sensitivity protection. Sensodyne Clinical White. A whiter smile without the wince.
3, 2, 1.
What's hot in the strip clubs? Your hosts, the 2016 and 2017 recipients of the Exotic Dancer Publications DJ of the Year Award, Danny Myers and Alon Fong.
Hey, welcome to the Strip Club Music Hall of Fame show, a What's Hot in the Strip Clubs podcast on Pantheon Podcast Network. My name is Danny Myers. I am joined by Alon Fong, and we are both award-winning, nationally recognized, longtime strip club DJs who have just created the Strip Club Music Hall of Fame.
Why, you ask? I'm sure you want to know. So, you know, every year, me and Danny and all the DJs that we know and music fans debate the people who get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And usually there's a good number of people who are pissed off about the people who get in, who don't get in, who don't even get considered, all that stuff. And so Danny said, you know what? We should do a strip club music hall of fame. Mm-hmm. And while he said strip club hall of fame, I said, well, music, because we play every genre. Most of us are open format. So the difference in us is we are clearly open to every genre of music, EDM, pop, rock, hip hop, soul, reggae, funk, you name it. It is all qualifies. Okay. Country music, all of it. It's just whether it applied and worked well in a strip club. Right. And so that was number one criteria for me. The other big criteria for me to get in the Hall of Frickin' Fame is you got to have a big body of work. It can't just be you can't be a one hit wonder. You can't have one or two hits. You have got to have like 10 years of worth of consistency of songs that rock our strip clubs. So for me, that was a huge part of my criteria.
So, yeah, we had about 100 strip club industry people submit their five bands or artists to make up our inaugural class of 2023, the Strip Club Music Hall of Fame. I am the official hall monitor, so I crunched the numbers, and we now have the results. We have the top five vote-getting bands or artists, and about to bring those to you.
Man, Danny, I am excited. Our inaugural class, the 2023 inaugural class to the Strip Club Music Hall of Fame. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's do this, Danny.
An American hard rock heavy metal band from Los Angeles, California, that formed in 1985. Their debut album, Appetite for Destruction, reached number one on the Billboard 200 a year after its release on the strength of three top 10 singles, Welcome to the Jungle, Paradise City, and Sweet Child of Mine. With Sweet Child of Mine reaching number one on the Billboard Hot 100. They were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2012, and it is our privilege to welcome Guns N' Roses to the inaugural class of 2023, the Strip Club Music Hall of Fame.
Welcome to the jungle!
Guns and freaking Roses.
No.
They are right now.
Say it right, Danny. It's Guns and fucking Roses.
Okay. Guns and fucking Roses in our Strip Club Music Hall of Fame. The first band to be brought into our Strip Club Hall of Fame for the inaugural class. What do you think about Guns N' Roses getting in there?
Man, it's sort of a no-brainer. They are a legendary band, one of the biggest bands in the world still to this day. On a personal note, I know those guys. I got lucky enough to go on tour with Guns N' Roses for my 40th birthday. Mm. I have a mutual friend who's friends with Axl. So I've gotten to know the band a little bit and gone on tour with them and seen, hung out backstage with them many times, have some great stories from hanging out with them. But musically is what's important. That's what we're talking about, the music, right? Mm-hmm. So Appetite for Destruction, Danny, was the best-selling debut album in the U.S. of all time. It sold over 18 million copies in the U.S. alone.
Mm.
That record still stands for debut albums number one all time in the United States, right? Some other cool facts. Chinese Democracy, their 2008 album, is the most expensive album in production costs of all time. It cost $14 million and over 15 years to make.
Wow.
And finally, their reunion tour, starting in 2016 to 2019, is the third highest grossing tour of all time with over $584 million in revenue. Now, we talked about length and breadth in a lot of songs. So, we got Welcome to the Jungle, Paradise City, Sweet Child of Mine, It's So Easy, Mr. Brownstone, Anything Goes, Rocket Queen, You Could Be Mine from Terminator 2, Live and Let Die, Knocking on Heaven's Door, Pretty Tied Up, Locomotive, November Rain, just to name a few. Those are all songs I played regularly in the strip clubs.
Yeah, I can't agree with you more. Of those songs, what would be your, I'm not going to say favorite, what would be your absolute go-to? If somebody said, Guns N' Roses, what's your go-to song? The best one you can put in for a strip club.
It's still a crowd pleaser. I would loop the guitar intro to Welcome to the Jungle, that and start fading it over whatever song I was playing. And you could see people just get excited. And of course, it's big in arenas. You can talk about that. It's got a lot of sports. It's been in movies. So it's just a fire up sort of crowd song.
Yeah, I'm a Cincinnati Bengals fan, and of course, our stadium is known as the Jungle. So Welcome to the Jungle is a big Cincinnati motivator. But I still have to say the Sweet Child of Mine would be, okay. I think, that my go-to with Welcome to the Jungle, a slight second.
All right.
Are you ready?
Let's hear it. Who's next? Who's in?
Okay, we're one down. We have four to go. Let's do it. An English rock band that formed in 1976. They had their greatest commercial success between the early 80s and the early 90s. This band was ranked 31st in VH1's 100 Greatest Artists of Hard Rock and ranked 70th in the 100 Greatest Artists of All Time. Considered glam metal, hard rock, heavy metal, arena rock, and power pop. Current members are Rick Savage, Joe Elliott, Rick Allen, Phil Collin, and Vivian Campbell. Inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2019, we are honored to welcome Def Leppard into the inaugural class of 2023, the Strip Club Music Hall of Fame. Leppard.
Oh.
It's official. They are now in the 2023 inaugural class of the Strip Club Music Hall of Fame. Alon, how's that make you feel?
Oh, are you kidding me? What a great freaking band. They're just massive. In the 80s, there was nobody bigger. They have over 100 million records sold worldwide. Okay. They're the only band with two albums with over 10 million record sales in the U.S. That would be Pyromania. And then between Pyromania and Hysteria, their biggest record, the drummer lost his freaking arm. And what do? They come back with their biggest record ever, who just sold over 30 million copies worldwide, Hysteria. Their influences, not just music and songs, Bringing On a Heartbreak, Rock of Ages, Photograph, Foolin', Pour Some Sugar on Me, Animal, Love Bites, Rocket, Armageddon It, Let's Get Rocked. But their producer, Mutt Lange, produced AC/DC first, and then he produced Shania Twain. So you're talking about three of the biggest artists all tied and connected through Def Leppard and their producer as well. So, forget about it, man. Are you kidding me? UK, be proud. Def Leppard is in the Strip Club Music Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. In other words, like what you said in the very beginning, it's not just a one-hit wonder. These are songs, every one that I played in that little montage and a lot of them that you just mentioned are songs that still are relevant today, even with the younger crowd. And that, again, goes back to the sports, I think. You know, it always does fire them up. So of all of those songs, Alan Fong, what would be your go-to Def Leppard song to fire a room up?
I'm torn on that one. I mean, Pour Some Sugar is obviously their biggest song and such a crowd pleaser. But I kind of think the hidden one is Rock of Ages. You know, Uten, Leeten, Grouten, yeah. Globen. You know who said that?
Who?
The drummer, Rick Allen.
Did he? I did not know that.
Yeah. So I'll go with Rock of Ages just because I'm sure most people say Pour Some Sugar. So I'm just going to be different.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to go generic. Pour Some Sugar on Me. So Alan Fong and I, we are members of PANDA, which is Professional Adult Nightclub DJ Association. We're an organization of strip club DJs from all over the world. And so we got about 1,300 members right now. And I want to let you know that Alan Fong is our chart professor for the PANDA Top 20. Every month, our PANDA members submit their favorite music over to Alan Fong, and he puts together the PANDA Top 20. And then we also do a monthly PANDA Top 20 podcast. So check that out. All of our podcasts are at whatshotitsc.com. We also do another podcast with Bob Chiappardi called PANDA Off the Charts, where we pick some brand new music, some of our favorites, and we also get to bring on some very, very cool celebrity guests as well. Again, just wanted to let you know, man, we've got a lot of podcasts all out there for you.
Ain't that the truth, man? Off the Charts brings us rock stars, big musical guests, very cool show, one of my favorites to do, and we get to talk to them and get to know them a little bit better.
Okay. I stalled because I'm building up this anticipation right here. Are you ready, Alan Fong, to find out who the third band or artist will be going into the Strip Club Music Hall of Fame?
Let's go.
An American singer, songwriter, musician, and record producer who unfortunately passed away April 21st, 2016. He was widely regarded as one of the greatest musicians of his generation. He was known for his flamboyant, androgynous persona, his wide vocal range, and his skill as a multi-instrumentalist, often preferring to play all or most instruments on his recordings. He was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2004, and it is our privilege to welcome Prince Rogers Nelson, better known as Prince, as a member of the inaugural class of 2023 Strip Club Music Hall of Fame.
This is what it sounds like when the doves cry. So tonight I'm gonna party like it's 1999.
So pretty you and me, erotic city come alive.
Wow, Prince made the inaugural class. No surprise whatsoever, man. To me,
dude, first of all, no one has sang more songs and written more songs about sex and sensuality than Prince. That alone is why he should be in. Okay,
yes.
150 million records sold worldwide, the number one artist of our five getting in this year. Okay, Purple Rain sold 25 million. Not only that, his impressive catalog. Okay, I had a list of like 25 songs, Prince songs I played regularly. I'm not going to talk about those because I'm going to talk about songs he wrote for other people that we play regularly. Are you ready?
Okay.
I Feel For You, Chaka Khan.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing Compares to You, Sinead O'Connor. Manic Monday, The Bangles. Strut, Sugar Walls, Sheena Easton. Love Bizarre, Glamorous Life, Sheila E. Nasty Girl, Vanity. Jungle Love, The Bird by The Time. Round and Round, Tevin Campbell. And many more. He's written for No Doubt. I mean, Darlin' Nikki, Head, DMSR, Dance Music, Sex, Romance. Newer, I can't, it's just impossible. Sexy MF, Seven, If I Was Your Girlfriend, I Want to Be Your Lover, Raspberry Beret, Kiss, Baby I'm a Star, I Would Die for You. I can keep going, dude. There's so much great music that everyone knows and relates to. So forget about it, Prince. Not only our Hall of Fame, one of the greatest musicians of all time, bar none, period.
And a damn good actor, too. I mean, you know, he played himself in the Purple Rain movie. You and I, at different times, saw the Purple Rain tour. I got to see it twice. Unbelievable performer. And I don't know about you, but of all of those songs you just named, I can't pick a favorite. There are so many. I can't. Can you?
It's hard because literally depending on the day or night, some songs work. You know, Kiss works great a lot of the time. Erotic City works a lot. Darlin' Nikki works really well. Let's Go Crazy hypes up the crowd. I mean, forget it. Of everybody so far that's in the hall, I think he's the number one for me so far.
So far? Okay.
Well, and I love everybody he's in so far. So.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you, we are three into it. We have two to go. And also, after we've announced these two, we're also going to, Ilan and I are going to recap the entire show, talk a little bit about next year and when the voting will start up. And I think we should also tell our personal top five, just to compare how our five did with the rest of the country. So that's going to be all interesting, and we're going to do that next.
Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here, taking a break from listening to a little Shout It Out Loudcast episode. Love Tom and Zeus talking all things Kiss. Of course, I was listening to them on my new Raycon wireless earbuds. They have quickly become my go-to earbuds because of the comfort. These soft tips are the best I've ever used. And at this price, plus a Pantheon discount, Raycon is really hitting on all marks. Sound quality is great too. I really love having these three EQ options because I like more bass in the music, but less in my podcast. 8 hours of playtime for the battery is great as well. Surround sound, noise isolating, and awareness mode are all included. These are great earbuds. Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order plus free shipping. That's right. You'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon. Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here. Another day, another podcast I'm working on. This time, it's Famous and Gravy with Amit and Michael. I want to let you know that I loved the Factor Meals package so much that I re-upped for myself, and then I sent a package to my in-laws. Like I was with my first shipment from Factor Meals, the in-laws were as excited to try one of the prepared restaurant-quality meals. Well, they got the shipment to Protein Plus Meal Plan and were very impressed. See, being in their 80s, anything to make the meal prep easy is a plus for them. They heated the oven per instructions and minutes later were enjoying a very delicious, nutritious, and dietitian-approved meal. One big win for me. But what really floored them was the taste. Like I told you, it's surprising how good these meals taste. Restaurant quality indeed. And like my own shipment, it really was everything Factor Meals said it would be for some seniors. No prep, no mess meals. Factor Meals are 100% ready to heat and eat. Take it from me and my in-laws. Head to factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. That's factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. Thank you, Factor Meals.
My yoga studio is a temple to flexibility, and so is my business. Thanks to my Amex Business Gold Card, it automatically flexes with my monthly spending, so I can get extra points on purchases like my Metro card and my new stereo system. Check it out. Let's stretch those bonds.
Earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories each month with an Amex Business Gold Card. Terms and points cap apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/business-gold. Built for business by American Express.
What's hot in the strip clubs? Your hosts, Danny Myers and Alon Fong.
Hey, welcome back to the Strip Club Music Hall of Fame show, a What's Hot in the Strip Clubs podcast on Pantheon Podcast Network. I'm Danny Myers. That is Alon Fong. And we are counting down the brand new Hall of Fame, 2023 Strip Club Hall of Fame Music Hall of Fame. And as we've got three in so far. So far we've had Guns N' Roses, mm-hmm. Def Leppard, and yeah. Prince. We have two more to go. Alon Fong, are you ready?
I don't know if I can take it anymore. That's already like half a billion records sold worldwide just between those three bands, three artists.
I think I've spent that much on those albums. No, just kidding. Okay, here we go. The fourth band or artist coming in to the Strip Club Music Hall of Fame, class of 2023. An industrial rock band formed in 1988 in Cleveland, Ohio. They've sold over 20 million records and nominated for 13 Grammy Awards. This band changed many members over the years. However, one person, the singer-songwriter, multi-instrumentalist, and producer Trent Reznor, has been the only consistent member. They were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2020. And we are proud to welcome Nine Inch Nails as a member of the inaugural class 2023 Strip Club Music Hall of Fame. Nine Inch Nails, welcome to the Strip Club Music Hall of Fame, man. You made it. And this, for me personally, I have to say, this is a great way to show how different the markets are around the country. Personally, for me, Nine Inch Nails, great band. Would I have picked them? Did I pick them in my top five? No, I did not. To me, they had one monster strip club hit. Now, I'm not talking about radio and everything like that. I'm saying monster strip club hit, and that was Closer, which most entertainers still don't know the name of it. They say, I want to fuck you like an animal song. It's called Closer, girls.
They
have other great songs, had like a whole Down in Its Sin, things like that. And I'll say they were good songs and they were playable songs, but they were not for me in my market, what I would consider an absolute banger. So Alon, your thoughts on that?
Well, first of all, I got to say Ohio represent. You know, I'm in Columbus, you're in Cincinnati, so that's an Ohio boy. Trent Reznor and Nine Inch Nails, they were also big in Pittsburgh in the industrial scene in the late 80s, early 90s. Yeah, I agree. Look, do I think they should eventually be in our Hall of Fame? Without a doubt, okay? Like you said, just on the strength of Closer alone, that is just such a monster song in the strip club, right? And yes, I agree with you. They do have a lot of good songs. Just to show you, they have only, I say only, 20 million plus records sold worldwide. Huge by any number. But compared to this, some of the others who didn't make it and who made it already, not as big in a big picture. Now, musically, of course, they were a huge influence and changed the direction of music in a lot of ways. But for me, great band. They should be in, without a doubt, in the Hall of Fame. I don't know if they should be first ballot, first group. But I love Nine Inch Nails, so no disrespect, but it's the Hall of Fame, man.
Yeah, but you know, I mean, here's one of the things. We've got our entire geography of people that submitted music. Yeah. You know, when you get down into South Florida, you're going to hear a lot more Latin and things like that, a little more of the EDM type things. So, you know, West Coast, you're going to hear something different everywhere. Maybe it's just an Ohio thing. And again, no disrespect. And I agree with you that they should be eventually, but there are bands and artists that I would have picked ahead of them.
Yeah. But hey, they're in. So
yeah,
they deserve to be. The people have spoken.
The people have spoken.
Yes.
Ooh, Alon, we have one more band or artist who is about to come in to the Strip Club Music Hall of Fame. You guys at home, I think you've already guessed it, but we'll find out. Are you ready, Alon?
I think I know. I'm ready, man. Let's do it.
This band falls under the genres of heavy metal, glam metal, and hard rock. Formed January 17th, 1981 in Hollywood, California, they have sold over 100 million albums worldwide. Their songs include Shout at the Devil, Looks That Kill, Wild Side, Dr. Feelgood, Kickstart My Heart, Girls, 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 and many others. Vince Neil on vocals, Mick Mars guitar, Nikki Sixx on bass, Tommy Lee piano and drums. They are not currently in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, which is a travesty, but we are pleased to welcome Motley Crue to the inaugural class of 2023 Strip Club Music Hall of Fame. Take a ride on the wild side. Motley Crue, congratulations. No doubt, no brainer right there. Yeah. You know, I mean, you would have to say that Girls, Girls, Girls is probably the song that more strip clubs have ever played than any other song in general, because we've always used it as that walkout song. There is no finer fire uptime. The room up. And yeah, uptime, walkout, it's called something different in every single market. But if you are looking to fire your room up, like when you're getting ready to bring out the cat call or whatever you want to call it, that is the song. And there have been many other bands that have tried to cover that, and I'm not saying covering the song, but have tried to copy having that strip club anthem. And there have been some that have come close. Crazy Bitch, I would say, came close. But Motley Crue, Alan Fong.
The world's most dangerous, notorious rock band, and unapologetically so till this day. You know, what's so cool about Motley is, you know, they retired in 2015, and then they came back. And when the movie The Dirt came out, the autobiographical movie on Netflix, and that opened them up to a whole new younger audience. So much so, their album streams went up 42,000% the week after the movie came out.
42,000?
And now, yeah. Wow. Oh, sorry, 350%. But one of them was four. I forget the number I looked at. One of them was 42,000% with a particular song, I believe. And most importantly, their demographic of 18 to 44-year-olds, so the younger audience, increased and now make up 64% of their fan base, which means the younger people have found them to be incredibly relevant. On top of that, like you said, Girls, Girls, Girls. Michael J. Peter, who sort of created the upscale strip club that you know and love nowadays, the song was written with him in mind by Vince and the boys for him. Michael J. Peter and Vince Neil are still very close friends. And, you know, that song alone, even if they didn't have this massive catalog, if that was the one hit wonder that got in, that would be the one reason why. That song, I did math once after 20 years in the industry. I estimated I've heard or played that song over 30,000 times.
I believe it.
That's just me.
Yeah, we used to play it four times a night for all of our sell reviews, t-shirt reviews, sweatshirt reviews, hoodie reviews, blow pop reviews, all that stuff. So yeah, congratulations. So there we have it. Our five bands or artists that are now in the class of 2023 Strip Club Music Hall of Fame. So, what do you think, Alan? Who should have been in that didn't? We'll save our picks for a second, but okay. Name some bands that you think should have also been in this Strip Club Music Hall of Fame.
So for me, it's more about genres, right? I think everyone gets so tuned into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, they forgot that we told them any genre was open. Mm-hmm. So I didn't realize this till after I voted, or else I might have put her on my list. Beyoncé's first solo record came out in 2003, which would have been the cutoff for us. And really, no artist, very few artists have been more relevant than her over the last, since 2003. For the number of singles and big songs in the clubs. And then you have all sorts of other artists from rock and hip hop. Let me hit up some of the rock artists who I think should have gotten in. AC/DC, Van Halen. Let's see here. Zeppelin could have gotten in. Chili Peppers. On hip hop R&B, Destiny's Child, Diddy, Puffy, 50 Cent. Justin Timberlake didn't get in. Usher, J-Lo, Nelly, Britney Spears, Sean Paul, Timbaland. Did I say Dr. Dre? Black Eyed Peas, that was all pre-2003. Janet Jackson, Michael Jackson, Lords of Acid, Fatboy Slim, Mariah Carey. That's just a few of the mega stars with a string of mega hits that didn't make it in. And can I mention artists who are going to become eligible next year, 2004?
Yeah, who's going to be eligible next year in 2004? Because right, so here's biggies. The criteria. They have to have had their first commercial album or single 20 years prior. So next year when we do this, it'll be the band's 2004 and older. Right. So who are the 2004 possibilities?
Some of the huge ones. Kanye West, his first album Through the Wire came out in 2004. Pitbull.
Mm-hmm.
So many mega hits. Are you kidding me? In strip clubs? Akon. And then in 2005, two biggies I got to mention ahead of time. Rihanna. And Chris Brown, T-Pain, that's three. Sorry.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to tell you because I am the official hall monitor. That's a title I gave myself. Okay, so you're not supposed to give yourself titles, but I did. What barely barely missed Kid Rock, Lords of Acid, Metallica, Madonna, Nickelback, Van Halen, Korn, AC/DC, Marilyn Manson, Nirvana, Pantera, Tool, ZZ Top, 50 Cent, Aerosmith, Michael Jackson, Two Live Crew, Dr. Dre, Enigma, Kiss, Snoop Dogg, Bob Seger, really? Bush, Jay-Z, Lil Jon, Notorious B.I.G. Now, that's just like the ones that were really, really close. We had a whole lot more that came into this thing. So what we are going to do is in about 1 month, I think we're going to start this in April 1st. We're going to open up the ballots for 2004 for the 2024 class. We're going to take some of these bands that almost made this one. We're going to put those bands and artists into the next one. And we're also going to leave places for write-in votes so you can write in who we didn't have on there. So you won't be limited to just what we are picking. We're picking some of the best ones from this year. But you'll also have a write-in ability in there. And we'll start that probably in April 1st, and we'll run that breakdown for a couple of months as well.
And don't forget, it's every musical genre. So if you think Shania Twain and Garth Brooks are, you know, strip club regulars, and their songs are, then go ahead and put that on your list. It could be hip-hop, EDM, anything. Pop, doesn't matter. It's more about, like I said, length of massive amounts of hits that worked in strip clubs.
So, Alon, let's compare your top five that you submitted to our top five. What bands did you select, or bands or artists did you select that did not make the top five?
Who did not make? Okay, so of my five, three did not make the top five. So my three who didn't make it are Michael Jackson, okay, AC/DC, which blew my mind because they just have so many songs that rock the crowd, and then Jay-Z. And I thought Jay-Z, I play crap ton of Jay-Z that works in my club. So those are my three that didn't make it. The two artists I got right were Prince and Motley Crue.
Mm-hmm. I had Motley Crue. I had Prince. I had Guns. I also had I had Michael Jackson as one, and I had Madonna as one, mostly because in the 90s, every entertainer, everybody came up, what do you like? Prince, Madonna. What do you like? Prince, Madonna. It's kind of like now it's like, you know, Rihanna Weekend. It's, you know, those are the ones right there that really, really stood out to me. They might make the next ballot, so we will find out. We have a merch store, ladies and gentlemen. We have got the Strip Club Hall of Fame shirts, and on the back will be the five bands or artists that got inducted into the Hall of Fame. It's going to look kind of like a concert shirt where they list all of the locations. It's going to be that style of a shirt. So that will all be available to you guys at Strip Club HOF for Hall of Fame. Okay, so we've got our Facebook group, and this is where we want to hear from you, because just like the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, we know you don't agree. We know there are bands that you feel should have been in there, and we want to hear from you. So the best way to let us know is to go to our Facebook group, which is What's Hot in the Strip Clubs, and join that group too, man. And it's a lot for friends of ours and label people, record people, people that are listening to our podcasts and everything. Go there, sign up, join that group, and let us know. Who did we miss? Did you like something about it? Did you hate something about our show? What did you give us your opinions, man? Let's get the debate going, Alon.
Yeah. Dude, there's too much good music. If you think Missy Elliott should have gotten in, well, then tell us about it. If you think The Prodigy should have gotten in, tell us about it and why, you know? And then you can write them in on next round of voting for 2024. Like I said, just make sure they make that 20-year cutoff.
Yeah, and the one disappointment on the list, somebody's going to be disappointed that Frank Sinatra did not make the list. Yeah. No boy bands made it. You mentioned Justin Timberlake in there, but no NSYNC, no Backstreet Boys.
Yeah.
Nothing. They didn't make it. In fact, I don't even think NSYNC or Backstreet Boys got a single nomination.
I think that sort of makes sense. They work. Certain songs work, but not all their songs. And I don't know that they'll ever get in. I think Justin Timberlake's solo is much more impactful. Britney Spears had a lot of stuff that was sensual and around sex and stuff.
She had some votes.
So I could see her getting in for sure eventually.
Okay. April 1st, stripclubhof.com. We'll send out some emails and stuff. And Alon, this has been a blast, man, putting this thing together. Welcome. So this is awesome.
Welcome one. Welcome all to the Strip Club Music Hall of Fame. Our second class coming up in 2024. get your votes in, get this, tell your friends, get them voting. Let's go. Let's make this thing blow up.
And all of the What's Hot in the Strip Clubs podcasts, including the Panda Top 20, Off the Charts, Bubbling Under, Flashback Friday, Classic Rock Remixes, Behind the Curtain, and now the Strip Club Music Hall of Fame show can be found at whatshotitsc.com.
Thanks for listening to What's Hot in the Strip Clubs with Danny Myers and Alon Fong. Presented by Panda and Strip Joints Music. You can find us on all major podcast platforms. Thanks for listening.
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Fernino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune in to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.